Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about some news out of OpenAI. They just released a new image generation model, and I hear from Jaden that it's absolutely insane. So I'm excited to hear about that today. But before we do, I wanted to quick tell you about our school community. If you've not heard of it yet, you need to be a part of it because there is a whole community of like-minded individuals who are interested in AI and actually making money with AI. So we have over 300 members, and we have tons of bonus content there that you can find. Different ways we are personally making money with AI, anything from there's this Amazon influencer program I've been doing for the past about 2 years now, and I made $25,000 last year, and I'm trying to scale this year with AI. Jaden has become an AI consultant for several companies, and we're walking through strategies and how to get into that side hustle. All kinds of different things, streaming, AI music streaming, side hustle, all kinds of stuff. It's really a great place to be. It's only $19 a month. And if you join now, you can lock in that rate because we will be raising it at some point. So be sure to check it out. But Jaden, tell us about OpenAI's new image generator.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth. And that is that I have not used ChatGPT for about 2 months now, maybe 3 months. And I've completely replaced it with Grok. I just found the responses were better. Yeah, to be honest, I just found the quality of the text responses better. Now, the image generation was nothing on my radar because DALL-E has been garbage for so long. I think it's been like 2 years since they pushed an update to DALL-E, their image generator. It's just so like bad. And Flux is a really good company, and they made an AI generation model, and then Grok embedded Flux. It's kind of like the number one open source model. So, I mean, it wasn't even like Grok had to invent anything. Anyone, including ChatGPT, could have grabbed Flux and put it in. It was way better than DALL-E. So anyways, I just found myself using Grok because it had the Flux and then it had better, or just, I don't know. I thought the text responses were better. So anyways, I completely let ChatGPT, I should have let the subscription lapse, but I can never cancel anything. And so I've been paying for it. As soon as this came out, I hopped on and checked it out and was absolutely blown away. I am completely back on board with ChatGPT. This is the absolute best image generation product I have ever seen.
Wow.
That's coming out of AI.
Wow.
Legitimately, when you imagine what would the best case scenario, okay, and obviously this can get better and more perfect and whatever, but if you could imagine like what the best case scenario, an AI image generation model, like what are the features, what's it capable of doing, it can do all of it, okay? All of it. So
that's
let's
crazy.
Jump into some demos. If you're watching over on YouTube, we're going to show some demos.
Now, before we get into this, you are currently paying for ChatGPT Premium to access this feature, $200
yes.
a month still?
No. So I'm only just a $20 a month subscriber at this point. So I just have the base $20 plan. But when they did their, so this is the tweet they just put out like 4 hours ago. They said, 4.0 image generation has arrived. It's beginning to roll out today in ChatGPT and Sora to all Plus Pro team and free users. So free users are going to get this. They then have a picture that they posted that they generated with it. And this is going to give away one of the biggest features that it has. And that is that it can do text on top of images. So the image that they generated, it's like a person holding a boarding pass. And on the boarding pass, it's like, it shows the date. It's like March 5th, 11 a.m. boarding pass, introducing 4.0 image generation. Now in ChatGPT and Sora, it has all this like fine detailed print at the bottom where it's like, you can tell by now it's very good at text. Look at all this accurate text. Like, this thing is
nice.
Insane now.
Yeah, because before everything would look kind of like Russian and like the characters
yeah.
would be messed up and double letters.
Totally.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Okay, so this is actually super, super good. My question to you, Jamie, is like, before I show you the demo, I'll just get into the demo, but like, how would you imagine making an image like this? What would like, what would your thought process be? Like, if this was an optimal tool, how would you do this?
Yeah, I would say something like POV holding a boarding pass instead of a flight destination, introduce my new products, blah, 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 and then the date and time. And, you know, that I guess that would be the ideal thing, but...
Yeah. Yeah. And that is exactly what it can do. Thank goodness. Gone are the days of Midjourney where you're just like 7mm lens, focal length, light, luminous background drop, like, I don't know, all these like crazy keywords you got to like sneak in there in Midjourney to try to get it to do it. You tell it exactly what you want. And the thing that's cool about this model is, of course, Midjourney is good at image generation. There's a bunch of good image generation models, but you still have to like speak this code language to it. What happens essentially is you talk to it, it takes the prompt, ChatGPT understands it, and then it will generate whatever it thinks you want based off of that. And so to me, that's cool. So, yep, let me show you exactly what this thing is able to do. The first thing that I tried with it, this was a less good one. One of the first things I tried with it is I said, make an infographic on why Arizona is so hot. And if you can see this, Jamie... Wow.
That's
yeah,
sweet.
Like, yeah, describe this yeah, to the people, sure, and what's impressive to you.
So it's a, you know, really well-designed infographic. It has a nice contrast. It's visually appealing. It shows, you know, like what the desert would look like in kind of a cartoon format. And it has three different points of why Arizona is so hot. So it says desert climate. Arizona's desert climate brings intense sunshine and dry air, low elevation, much of this stays at low elevation, leading to warm temperatures, and then high pressure. High pressure weather patterns are common and cause hot, dry, and dry conditions. So not only is it kind of, it's giving you your answer to your, you know, question, but it's putting it in a graphic format. So it's kind of a double whammy result, which is amazing.
And let's be honest, like the design of this is amazing. So when it comes to side hustles, something that blew me away is like, you can imagine Canva could be absolutely cooked with a tool like this. I don't need to go to Canva, try to come up with a cool template, try to design it, find the perfect font, put it like, you know, make my special thing, maybe go to ChatGPT and ask it, you know, give me three reasons why Arizona is hot and try to make this infographic. Literally one shot. It took me 5 seconds. My prompt is so dead simple. I just said, make an infographic on why Arizona is so hot. Like zero instruction, and it creates a beautiful thing. And this is all because ChatGPT reads my prompt and then it interprets it. It's like, why it's so hot. Okay, if they're talking about Arizona, make sure that the image is, you know, Arizona and cactus themed. If it's talking about heat, make sure you can see like a thermometer. Like it's going to go and create everything I need, which is, it just saves you so much time, like an insane amount of time. Like,
that's
crazy.
That's so crazy. I'm going to, after we get off this call, I'm going to hop on and try it because So I'm getting closer and closer to launching my Airbnb. I've been working on it for like 9 months now. It's been terrible, but it's looking really good. It's ready to launch. But I want to have this infographic that shows like different radiuses from the house and like what attractions are nearby and kind of like highlighting those. So I wonder if it could pull the data. I'm going to try it. That would be another pretty intense, you know, search, but
yeah,
did really well with the Arizona being a hot one. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's so impressive. And even if it wasn't able to get like everything perfectly, if you just make the prompt slightly more detailed, it can do details. I'm going to get into that. The one thing I did want to mention to everyone is you have to be using ChatGPT 4.0. So there's like a billion different models. They got their 03 mini, 03 mini high, whatever. They have like a billion different models. They're 4.5 research preview. Only one that is going to work with this is the GPT 4.0. I think it's kind of ridiculous how ChatGPT, like, you have to do that. Like, I would just hope the best image model works with every single other model, but apparently it doesn't. So make sure it's 4.0 if you're going to do the images. Okay. I wanted to show you. Okay, I'll show you one other demo of something I tried. So it actually crashed when I was doing this search. But I literally, the other day, I was talking to one of my virtual assistants, and I just had this screenshot, Jamie, of our podcast. And I was showing them, like, which podcast to post for a certain thing, whatever. I just a random screenshot on my thing. And the screenshot is literally like a really highly detailed UX of Riverside, our recording platform. There's tons of like graphics and text all over the whole thing. And I just told it to remake this photo in perfect detail, including the text. Okay, so it did crash like halfway through. So never, it only got like the top bit of the image. But like, if you can see, it is recreating the image in high detail. And there's like some sort of I think it did a typo here. It said edit and Menorah files instead of edit files and episodes. I don't know. So like it had like a random word there. I think you could probably get it to try again and tell it what the issue was. But like the graphics, it's literally putting text. It's picking the same fonts that I used. It's interesting because font companies can charge like $15,000 to like an app or a software to use like their font they designed. I don't know if you knew that, but fonts are a huge business. So I could, you know, if like Adobe's like, hey, we have this like, you know, consumer app for that lets you, you know, upload a podcast clip and make it a little bit better. Like we really like your font that you designed. So some people just sit there and they draw fonts. We really like the font you designed. How much could we, you know, we use it to add it to our app? And I'd be like, hey, like 15 grand and you can just use it for the year. I would make $15,000 per year just for the font they used on there. So fonts are a big deal. That's all I bring that up to say. Fonts are a big deal. And it's doing this perfectly. It's cloning the image. So I'm really, really impressed with that because, you know, it's like obviously can do graphics, but it also can do like UI UX really, really well for designing software, which is so cool.
Yeah, because that was the one thing, you know, I've criticized before with like a lot of the deep research stuff and coding stuff is that, you know, it can make an app that you ask it to, but the design of it's not been that great up to this point. It's been pretty generic. So, but with this tool, I could see how that could really change things. So that's really cool.
Okay. So in your opinion, what would be some of the, well, I guess this is the question I'll leave you with. I'll show you some of the, some other features. My question would be like, what are some of the side hustles that people could be thinking about this with? So, I mean, just like that's what we'll get to next, but I just want to show them some of the features. First of all, it's not available. The API is coming soon, but they don't have the API quite out yet. One of the demos that they showed that I thought was just like mind-blowing was that it can essentially understand the context of previous chat messages. So you can have a whole chat feed where, you know, someone said to create like a very low poly penguin, and it went ahead and it created like this this penguin, which was cool. But then they were like, okay, make this exact same penguin, but change the style to be like a miniature figurine. So then it creates that exact same penguin as a miniature figurine, like the same penguin at the same angle. It's just kind of cool because it's literally the same thing. And then they say, okay, change this and make it like a crystal, make it like marble, make it out of lava, make it out of, you know, cotton candy and a gummy bear and a cartoon and out of metal. So it's just so interesting to me because it's like, it understands the context of everything else in the chat. So you're just making modifications to this, but it's like the exact same thing, but just slightly different. Like that is pretty freaking cool as far as features go.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And I'm just kind of, you know, going off the top of my head here, but when it comes to side hustles, I think there's so many things. The first thing my mind goes to is, you know, content creation for brands is going to be so much easier now because, you know, you could maintain your look throughout social media posts. If you're making infographics, like let's say you're a realtor, cause that's another thing on my radar. If you're doing like market updates or like, you know, current interest rates as of today, you could carry your branding over throughout all of your posts. You know, it'd be super easy. It'd be, you know, take almost no time at all. So that's kind of where my mind goes, but super cool.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Okay. The next set of features that I thought was really impressive they showed off in their demo was that they have the ability to essentially create really complex prompts. So they created a prompt where they gave ChatGPT a list of 15 different things to include in a image. They said a blue star, a red rectangle, a green square, a pink circle, an orange hourglass, purple infinity sign, you know, the word OpenAI written down, a blue and white giraffe. And it went and actually created the image with all of those exact items. And the reason why I think this is really important is because up until now, these image generators, like even some of them that could create high quality images, right? Like you could think of Midjourney, you'd be like, hey, you know, create me like a studio set with all these things in the background. And like, it might get some of them or a few of them, and it might make you a really amazing photo of a studio set. So like, you kind of forgive it. You're like, okay, cool. This looks good. You can get really hyper specific now. So you can say like, you know, take you can upload a photo of your literal product. So you're like, take my product, put it in the background of the studio, set it next to 7 books, set it next to like a green lamp on the right hand side, and like it will do every little detail that you tell it to. To me, that is so cool. These photos are like highly, highly customizable.
That's insane. Yeah. No, and that picture you just showed too, like all the different icons again are the same style. So you could take like a for building a website, for example, and you want to have different like icons, you could have it generate all those and have them be, you know, consistent without having to try to figure out your prompts and try to recreate it, you know? So that's awesome.
So cool. Okay. I'm going to give you the next feature set, and I'm trying to make your Grand Rapids, Michigan in the background. Whenever you talk, I'm trying to make your Grand Rapids, Michigan infographic while we speak. So I might get that in there, but we'll see, because the image takes a second to generate. But the next thing I want to say is a really, really cool feature, which is that you can essentially mix the graphics. So I've talked about the infographics and stuff and the cool graphics you can make, but you can mix them with images. So one of the things that they were actually, that they showed off, is that the guy went and he made like an infographic of, you know, Newton's prism, and it generated like a pretty cool infographic, or, you know, it's like a research kind of educational graphic like that you could imagine seeing on Pinterest or somewhere random. But then he actually said, okay, great, now take this infographic and put it on the front of a book. And he took that like as like an educational book, and now have a person holding this while they're looking at it, and you have like the Arc de Triomphe in France in the background. So you're taking like graphics that you make, they're superimposing them onto items. They're like, this kills Photoshop, man. Like Photoshop, Canva, like everything. It just blows my mind.
That's insane. Do they have a close up of that? Because that is like, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
They didn't really share like the close up of the actual photo, which you could just see it on his computer screen, and it's kind of crazy. So
that is
I was so blown away by this. I feel like we've been getting to this point where even like Photoshop has like sort of made some moves in this direction, but Photoshop was just so convoluted. I never really got back into it personally. I used to use it a ton growing up, and now I've just moved away and I go to Canva or other tools because it's hard.
Yep.
But we've gotten to a place where we're now just going to be chatting. So instead of having to know the tools and techniques and how you can manipulate an image 1,000 different ways with 1,000 different settings, you just tell the AI to do it and it will literally do everything perfect. To me, that is insane.
So cool. So cool. Yeah, that's exciting. I'm definitely getting right on, and I'm going to try have some fun tonight playing with that after we get off this call. This is going to be awesome.
So. Yeah, it's so, so cool. Okay, one other feature that I also wanted to mention though in relation to this is that they have a bunch of customization you can do to the images in there. So you can tell it to do things, but you can actually get a little bit more specific when you're talking to it. And you can do things like telling it specific aspect ratios, exact colors, and you can use hex codes. Jamie, this is insane. This means that if you have a brand and you have brand colors, you can say, generate me, you know, a nice kitchen. Let's say you're an e-commerce and you're drop shipping spatulas. You're like, generate me a nice kitchen, make the paint on the wall like 427789, like the exact hex code that's like your brand colors. And then you upload a photo of your spatula that's this perfect color blue that you want. And you're like, place this inside of the bowl on the top, have the light shining on it, and have like an influencer like smiling behind it. Like that is so, so cool. And you can do transparent backgrounds. So hex codes, transparent backgrounds, exact aspect ratios. You tell it whatever you want and it can just do it.
The transparent background thing is actually amazing too. That's another huge time saver because, again, going back to the Canva tool, which is, you know, 100 times easier than Photoshop. This, now you just say, make it a invisible background, and then you have your PNG and you can drop the image anywhere you want. So very cool.
Yeah, I was super stoked about that. The last thing that I wanted to bring up, the last feature that they kind of showcased or announced was sort of something we talked about, but it was how you can upload images that you take. So this girl, she drew like this kind of cartoon of, you know, it's just kind of this like animated cartoon or whatever. It's just like a very basic drawing. And she just took a picture of it, uploaded it, and said, can you make this into a real comic of a dragon? And it went and actually animated and made a real comic of the dragon, which just, I think at face value, that's super cool. So you could basically draw like an outline of a website and say like, hey, design this website and make it look like modern and nice. And it could do that. Then what she did that was really cool though, is she uploaded another photo. And it was like one of the photos from the crystal penguin thing that they had generated earlier. She uploaded that and she was like, hey, swap the dragon out for the crystal penguin. And so it makes the whole graphic, but now there's a crystal penguin in there.
The dude. That's,
so, so cool.
That's crazy. If you guys are just listening to this, you need to go pull it up on YouTube or Spotify and actually check out some of these pictures because it's crazy. My mind is blown right now.
Yeah. So this is amazing. And the thing that's cool is, you know, I've tested this out and I've gotten good results from it. Now, sometimes it still can have, it's not perfect. Their servers are absolutely melting it over at OpenAI. I recently, while we were talking, tried to get it to do an infographic of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the text is kind of like sloppy on a bunch of it. So I'll probably try to get it regenerated. But I mean, I'm pretty confident that it is capable of doing it to some level since the first infographic I generated had perfect text. So yeah. I think at this point they're struggling between, I think they might even be showing older models. Like they might even just be giving people DALL-E for some of these because model is getting overwhelmed. But yeah. pretty cool.
Not bad. It has a nice style to it. Yeah. And it, you know, it has all the, you know, the sights to see. It looks like anyways, downtown. That's really cool. I like the style. Yeah. Just the text is the only thing that's really not great. But again, like you said, it did it earlier. He's asking it to fix the text. So we're going to see if it.
We'll see if it actually does it. It might take a minute. But yeah, like you mentioned, Jamie, I mean, at a very worst case scenario, the design of it's all really cool and you could just cover up the text and open it in Canva. But that would sort of defeat the purpose. So I wouldn't give that a pass. I would say it needs to be able to learn to do it and kind of wing it. But yeah, this tool is very cool. So many different use cases. If you're a blogger, you can generate things. If you are, there's just so many different. Yeah, I tried to get it to regenerate it and it seems like it's struggling with the text now. So. It may be crashing. I would say Sam Altman said, if you get a bad image, we're rolling it out to more people and it keeps crashing. So try again like a few hours later. So I will give it a pass because it gave me flawless text in the past. But overall, this is very, very exciting. And this is kind of what you get when you report on something 4 hours after it drops. But very exciting. If you enjoyed the episode today, if you learned anything new, and if you're going to try out this new image generator, make sure as a way to say thank you to drop a review on the podcast. We really appreciate it. And if you're interested in growing and scaling your business using AI tools, make sure to join the AI Hustle School community. There's a link in the description. And like Jamie said earlier, this thing is on sale. It is discounted to $19 for now. If you lock in that price, it will never be raised on you. We'd love to have you as a member of the community, and we hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?